Okay. So middle of 34, middle in the middle of 36, I mean, that when Hashem shows his full yichud, it's a bittul, it's a against all the opinions that all the possible mistakes that people can make. It's in the background page of design in this one. Here. Since Hashem is not forced, is not controlled by nature, so there's no such thing as a natural being using its power that it was given against Hashem. Even if it's within the nature. Because he made it. So, of course, Hashem could outweigh nature. And he can change it and nullify it according to his will. That's what it means. Ain od milvadoi. There is no other power besides it. Now, Rav Chanina in Gemara in Chulin makes a drasha that there's nothing besides Hashem, even kshafim. What well, wouldn't even kshafim? Well, what's your hand saying? There's even powers that do exist. Oh, there you go. So
Right.
that even powers that do exist in the world, and that we don't deny their strength, their existence, even those things like kshafim, which is sorcery, Hashem can defeat that. Even though according to the rules that Hashem set up. Really, theoretically, kshafim are can kind of deny or kind of conflict with Hashem's power. When he wants, Hashem is mevatel. And not like the fools think that you could use powers against Hashem himself. You can never use, now Hashem may decide to allow the powers to continue to work. He may decide not to. But you can never force Hashem into a corner by using some sort of sorcery or other supernatural or spiritual powers. So therefore, it's very understandable why there's an Isser in the Torah not to engage in sorcery. Why? Because why in the world would you engage in sorcery? If you could just daven to Hashem and have him do it for you. You understand? In other words, Hashem overpowers the sorcerer, and the sorcerer does not overpower Hashem. So if a person goes and involves himself in kshafim, then he's denying the power of Hashem to override it. So what's the introductory pasuk in the Chumash when it talks about not to do kshafim? Tamim tiyeh Hashem alokecha. Have full faith in Hashem. A person that does kshafim is not having faith in Hashem, not just because. He's trying to outsmart the system. It's because he thinks the system is more powerful than Hashem.
Why? It's easier. Maybe it's easier this way. I don't know. Why is that necessarily he's trying to there's a person
Because
of Shem, it's he's late. It's like
same
almost
thing as a school.
yeah,
Not
it's
some school.
school. It's why build a school? It's a shortcut. It's a shortcut. It's much easier to do a school than do tshuva. We all know that, so
Yeah, but it's not because of that. He's doing it because he thinks it's foolproof. He thinks, look, I have the equation that if you light a fire next to a purple cat, and there's a red fox passing by at that second, kahoo, it's gonna happen. So he thinks he has it all worked out, and he doesn't realize that that system is not foolproof. So what do we believe? The thing which comes most clear from all the mice of Hashem.
meaning to say
We
that
call after we call mice we call What Hashem wants is for us to realize and be Megala his Yichud in the world, that he is the only power in the world. And based on that is how Hashem was Chokak Nivrav, what made his creations, and everything which he made is what he was required to come to this conclusion. So everything that was created in the world was, again, the same concept. Everything that was created in this world was gufa for us to overcome it. The Ramchal says in Derech Hashem that what's the concept of prayer? What's tefillah? He says tefillah is that Hashem created a world that wants us, demands of us to engage in the world through ishtadlus. Can't ignore the world. We have to engage in the world. So Hashem knew that if we get engage in the world to the degree that we do ishtadlus, then we may get carried away and actually think that the ishtadlus is doing it. So he says three times a day you're supposed to climb out and refocus and realize, no, it's coming from Hashem, not from your ishtadlus. So that's the purpose of tefillah.
Keep your status in check.
Yeah, it's unbelievable touch. So he says. So in other words, it's the same thing. Hashem created a need to do ishtadlus, but wants us to realize it's not the ishtadlus doing it. It's the same thing as the Yichud Hashem in here.
So it's like a challenge, like we're just to like move past all the things that seem more obvious to us.
Right. We could say it like this, says Ramchal. The entire world, umloyay, everything, its entirety. Everything that we see in it, on the concept of Yichud Hashem, he wanted to reveal it to us. And something that comes from this is Yichud. And when we figure out the Gilui of the Yichud Hashem, Novin Gamkin called Chukas and Avramel will understand why everything was created the way it was. Eichem Mesudarim v'almahim oimdim. Why it was Mesudar this way and what's keeping it going. Okay? So, in other words, everything is built within the general concept of Yichud Hashem. And everything has a tafkid within that. So either the tafkid of something is. So in other words, if you were to boil it down, everything is boiled down to two possible tafkidim. Either it's there to hide the Yichud Hashem and be a distraction, or it's there to bring out the Yichud Hashem and make it more clear to us. There's only two things, two categories of things that were created. Those things which are there to cover over, and those things which are there to bring it out.
Nothing is borrowed.
No, everything has a purpose in that mission. So now you could say that I don't know what's the purpose of certain there are some things which are made to give make the world a pleasant place to be, also like trees. I don't know exactly what doing, you know. But it's part of the natural process, so it makes us think that there's a natural process. Now, this is all copy the world on a whole. What about a person? I'm going to explain later. That when Hashem created the world and wanted this world to be done in this way, everything, the entire path of the world is going to be based on that. Okay, so even the creation of man is going to be based on this. Okay. So basically, this is the he explains here on the bottom of Chaim Friedlander, basically sums it up till now, which is basically what we've been saying. Is Hashem created the world to be mativ. The way to be mativ to us is that we have to accomplish. It's not going to be given to us on a silver platter. The way that Hashem wanted us to accomplish was holding something back that we could bring out. And the only thing that makes sense that Hashem could hold back in the world for us to bring out is the Yichud of Hashem. So he covered it over as if there's other things in the world. And therefore, the Chisroinis are all Chisroinis, which make the Yichud Hashem not clear, and that makes our mission to be Megala the Yichud Hashem, to perfect ourselves and the world around us and come to that clarity of Yichud Hashem. And that's how everything's fitting in. That's what he says here in this first paragraph, in number eight. You have to read
Do you get
over.
the
You have to
footnotes
read over
here?
number eight. I think it's different footnotes. Huh?
Is this a nice summary footnote?
I think Rabbi Winsberg wrote these
Oh,
from
right.
Miami Beach. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he's the one who wrote the footnotes in this. But the point is that yeah, that's what he says over in number eight. And then the next question is, okay, let's get more into Yichud Hashem to understand it better. But that's the concept so far. Okay?
Why again did Hashem hold back something?
He held back because he wanted us to be the ones making the perfection on ourselves and the world. Because if it's perfect without us, then we can't get full schar, because now I'm at the kisufa.
So we need to do
So
something.
we need to do something. So what we're doing is perfecting the world and ourselves by bringing out what he didn't let be brought out. So therefore, he had to cover over the world and make it as if there's something there so that we could bring out the Yichud Hashem.
So we get to our apartment.
Right. And therefore, what we're lacking and what the world is lacking is in Yichud Hashem. So the world's lacking that because there's lack of clarity.
Have a point.
Yeah. Now, this is in our world. How this works in the world of other Rishon, I don't know exactly, but in our world, it's definitely that way. Okay, Shkoyach Rabbeinu.